table at the very back, taking aim with her cue. She was slight, not especially tall, and she had to stand on tiptoe to reach across the table. She swept her fringe out of her eyes. The three men around the table watched her silently, each clutching a beer glass. Cecily struck the white hard. With a clunk, it hit the purple, which in turn rolled in a straight line towards the most distant hole in the corner. The collision simultaneously dispatched the white sideways, causing it to clip the black. "No, no, no," Cecily said, as she watched the black's trajectory towards the middle hole. "Shit!" she exclaimed, when it was swallowed by the pocket. "Guppy, looks like the next round is on you too." Lass, who was three heads taller than she was and far more powerfully built, let out a booming laugh. He pulled her into an embrace which made her disappear into his striped shirt. Cecily affectionately stuck her elbow in his side and liberated herself. "Benny, Henrik, you on the hook, Gordons, like Lass?" She pointed to her two colleagues' glasses with the cue. Both nodded, and Benny raised his glass to her from the far side of the table before draining it. She set down the cue on the table and headed for the bar at the far end of the venue. En route, she spotted Andreas Buster sitting at the corner of the bar together with two middle-aged men. The trio were the only people in the whole sports bar wearing suits, and she guessed they all worked for the prosecution service. "Good evening, Mr. Special Prosecutor," she said with a smile, stopping beside Andreas. Andreas returned her smile and ran his hand through his curly blonde hair. Then he placed his hand on her shoulder, and she felt the warmth of his palm through the thin fabric of her T-shirt. "Good to see you. Everything all right?" he said. Cecily averted her gaze. It already felt as if she had been looking at him for too long. There was very little resemblance between Andreas and a typical prosecutor, usually about as sexy as a tin of liver pate. Instead, he was reminiscent of the hero in a John Grisham movie, in a somewhat Matthew McConaughey-esque fashion. "This is my colleague, Jesper Lund," he said, gesturing at the middle-aged man standing closest to him. "And that's Steen Holtz behind him. Might I offer the young lady a drink?" Jesper Lund asked in a dialect that revealed he came from north of Copenhagen. He smiled suggestively, his eyes cloudy with booze. "Another time, perhaps. It is definitely my round." She caught the barman's attention. "Four Hoegaardens for me and three shots of whiskey for the lawyers."
"It just so happens that I'm a psychologist, but since you're buying..."
Steen Holtz quipped, grinning.
"Steen is our expert witness. Not that it helped us much today,"
Andreas said. A roar erupted from the patrons around them, leaving them in no doubt that a goal had just been scored. Cecily stood as squarely as possible to avoid being shoved to the floor by the men nearest to her, who had begun to jump up and down in jubilation. At that moment, the barman returned with her order. She slid the three shots of Jack Daniels towards Andreas, who distributed them.
"What are we celebrating?"
Steen Holtz asked. "Does there need to be a reason?"
"In my experience, most people have a reason."
She nodded appreciatively at him.
"Well, then, here's to us all being alive, and it being a Tuesday."
She grabbed the four beer glasses and turned around. "Have a good night." When she returned to the others with the beer, Lass raised his glass.
"Cheers to my partner, who is one hell of a talented investigator, but the world's worst pool player. Hear, hear. And, let's not forget, congratulations on the promotion, Guppy. You, of all people, deserve it."
Benny and Henrik chorused their agreement, and she was actually touched.
"Right, let's get to it. I'm going to have my revenge on the winner."
While Benny set the balls, Cecily turned back towards the bar. Andreas was sitting sideways, staring towards her. He raised his glass, and she did likewise in return. Benny and Henrik began their game, and Cecily sat down to watch.
"I think I'm going to get off home soon," said Lass. "What about you? Fancy a lift?"
She shook her head. "Can't leave until I've beaten Benny."
"Then it'll be a long night."
She smiled and sipped her beer.
"I meant what I said before,"
Lass added.
"Bloody well done, Guppy. Papa's proud of you."
She couldn't help but guffaw.